Welcome, welcome, welcome to the 420.org. We sitting here jamming with Shaquem Ali, the God. And we're gonna go back in the time on the funkiest podcast this side of the Mississippi. You dig what I'm saying? So sit back, put on your seatbelt, light up a joint, and let's get ready to take a ride with New Chick, featuring the Backyard Band, live from the front porch. These cats are from D.C. Y'all let me know if you feel them.
Always come through. We laugh on the book with that view. No cheat. One more time, cheat. from the boys with Nooch. Free my nigga Booby.
I'm coming home to you with something see-through.
Live from the boys.
So I can see your heart. Oh, and I can never come soon enough for me. I watch the skies all day. Night is where I find you and peace of mind. My days are filled with grief. That's why I truly can give you what you
Yes, that was Nooch featuring the Backyard Band live from the front porch. If you've never heard of those guys, you might want to go look them up on YouTube and rock out with them, because the motherfuckers be jamming from the front porch. Nooch and the Backyard Band. Now, coming up right about now, I'm gonna take you back. I'm gonna take you way back.
Live from the porch.
We're gonna go so far back.
One way.
But we're gonna keep
Happy
it.
Happy birthday. Peace and love.
With the new era, 2024.
Rest in peace,
this
Chubby
next
Thomas.
Artist,
love you, baby.
LL Cool J, featuring Eminem. If you didn't know,
hey,
now you know.
Porch live, man. I ain't never seen no
so,
shit like that before.
This is the 420.org.
Hey, y'all, man. Appreciate you, man.
Sitting in with my man, Shaquem Ali God. And this is how we're doing it on this new podcast. You dig what I'm saying? So I really hope you motherfuckers is liking this shit. Because we're going to keep rocking and rocking and rocking.
First time you heard the legend in leather. The career ended with the rogue killing stuff to his fender. I'm on another bender. Drunk off the power to make a coward surrender. As I devour contenders. Talk about valor, whoever. Your head is about to get seven. Then I bounce it with pleasure. I'm pouring out. I'm a redder. Homies, I won't forget them. So tap the bottle and pour it. Supermodels, I ignore them. Later on, it's like pouring. Reincarnation of the ripper. I give stitches and chest zippers. Cinderella's get prepared. Pellet out the glass slippers. Time is ticking, giving ass whippers. How we keep the cash slipping.
What a super duper strange bit.
I can't understand a single word you're saying. I think you have syrup brain. About to finish you like polyurethane. All that molly poly sure to drain your spinal fluid from your vertebrae. This the murder gram and I brought my murder game. My shit fire, that is why you log on it like Duraflame. And as far as bullet parts, I'm talking about farmers like insurance claims. I just blew your girl away, but she on so much growing lean. I call that fucking Hulk Katrina. Somebody better give her a cane.
And that's on everything. She left my heavy chain. My yellow diamond shining. Got a whipping like lemon meringue. Stripping in front of the gangsta. Slipping inside of the range, quick to go out with a bang. It's like I threw out a grenade. Once you pull up in this, when the killing will begin. You feel me pulling off your skin? I really came to get it and deliver murder grams. Turn over your ambulance, 30 bullets in advance. Candlelight and crying fans, we go in it by a landslide up behind you, testing my rifle. Give blessings to my disciples, professional. I'm a sniper like 8 miles away. Me, I'm also doing murders with dirty burners. Break them down and melt them in the furnace.
Unapologetic and we're gonna cause a headache. Me and Nell about to set it. We about to murder Grammy. Anyone of y'all can get it.
So you might as well forget it. Either way, you will regret. Cemeteries where you're headed.
Come on, message in the chorus. You bastards got nothing for us. The overlord is the rawest. I ain't talking about a rental car when I'm pulling the Taurus. It's Halloween, them candy bars that get you killed in the forest. We are lyrically lawless. Stack of money, hardest. Start to make you forget all that slick and shit that you thought of. Blow your mind with the sword off. Just when you thought it was safe, we busting at you from the rake. They hitting the door. Ain't nothing sweet when we come into place.
Well, I say that you ain't fucking with wine. Do not mean kisses blue, but I got the potential to fucking flip when I mention with a pension to come back with a vengeance. Like Jack the Ripper. Rip it, just giving you a sample of fucking snippet. Like scissors do. Now when I hit the booth, I think of the days I opened. I was quick to fool, used to fly off the handle like a fucking witch's broom. I called it plucking flowers, cause I was so quick to pick a tulip. Like it's petunia, sick medulla, but thanks to Cool J, he created a monster. Spaghetti sauce and mozzarella on a tray full of pasta. You got a couple of motherfucking train killers on ya. And I'm just being as Frank as Sinatra. When I be saying that I'ma keep the shit gangster as mobsters. But when you got fanatics going so crazy, they mob ya. Looking like organized crime because you can't get a mafia. And all your motherfucking enemies, they wanna off ya. Like Hoffa, and dump your body in Lake Minnetonka. That's how you know you fucking saw and you came and you conquered.
Vinny Diddy, DJ stomping and making them bark.
Yeah, women treat me like BDK, the king, and they feed me grapes. Either way, I got more on my plate than an oil beneath my face. So better pick a BC day, cause your history is shady. Is they about to set it on you like a TV tray, man. I see the way people say I'm so evil. They fucking think that Timothy McVeigh and my DNA are exactly the same. But when I leave this game, things just ain't gonna be the same. But it's a need of change, and I'm the meter maid. Go ahead and crack a bottle, cause this is E&J. Meaning me and James, got that avocado. We the sociopaths, and we got your hoe on our laps. And we're going back to Cali so she can blow on our sacks.
I don't think so.
420.org, you got your man Shaquem Ali right here, and we are back. That was LL Cool J featuring Eminem, man. We finna step back in time right now, man. This shit right here, this song, probably before a lot of us were born, but listen to the lyrics, pay attention. Mellow out right here on 420.org with your man Shaquem Ali.
Morning after. And just like Shaquem Ali told y'all earlier, we doing all kinds of funky shit on this show right here. We're gonna take it. Yeah, man. To the reggaeton side. This one, dang. This is for all of my weed smokers out there. Light up. Wake and bake. With Anthony B on the 420.org.
Me have the best weed in a Jamaica. So let's come together and light up a biggest spliff. Cause marijuana fi bones, ganja fi bones, say ganja fi bo. Me know things a go better when we start put herbs over gold. Yeah, so pass me the chalice, me lighty. I don't care if Babylon no like it. Full time we walk over them like a Nike. The devil never yet stop fight God Almighty. The Rasta say the healing of the nation, them not trust we. So them fight Peter Touch and Bob Marley. Now them use the creator industry. See them a make ganja money like lottery. So wanna fi bone, ganja fi bone. If a coke and if a crack and if a bush weed, we no want no. Marijuana fi bone, I say ganja fi bone. And stoop doggy dog man smoking a foreign and smoking a yard. Everybody wonder why we smoke so hard. That's why every day we live we say thank you Lord. A Rasta no trouble with no loose record. Every time we touch the road we have in the power we got. Hail Mr. Real, we burn everything fraud. We smoke weed cause we know the reward. Marijuana fi bone, ganja fi bone. And if I crack and if I bush weed, we no want no marijuana fi bone. I say ganja fi bone. Me know things are go better when them start put herbs over go.
Yes, this is the 420.org coming up. Usher, Raymond, we're gonna rock out with this cat from the ATL all the way out here in the TX. Oh, Cliff, that is. So y'all sit back. Coming up, Shaquem's coming to you with the news and exclusives, talking about Puff Daddy, the motherfucking Cowboys, and them goddamn Saint fans marching in Arlington right here on the 420.org.
Caught up, got me feeling it. Caught up, I don't know what it is, but it seems.
420.org. Checking it out, the weather for Houston, Texas. Excessive heat with a high today of 101. So it's gonna be hot as a motherfucker out there. Y'all stay cool, drink water right now. Get away, earth, wind, and fire. The elements right here, the 420.org. With your host, Shaquem Ali.
Elements right here on the 420.org. You got your man Shaquem Ali the God, and we are here. And coming up, man, we're going to talk about the loss that the Cowboys suffered Sunday to the New Orleans Saints. We're going to talk about their second line parade that they did in Arlington, and we're going to talk a little bit about Diddy. This motherfucker is in trouble. You dig what I'm saying? So we're going to see what's going to happen, because I've been saying it all along that that motherfucker has something to do with Biggie and Pop. We're going to find out, and we're going to dig deep right here. Now, Little Child on the 420.org. I'm Shaquem Ali.
Little child,
Welcome to the 420.org. I'm your host, Shaquem Ali. And this is news you can use right here on the 420.org. In news today, oh man, the Dallas Cowboys suffered a loss Sunday, man. They got their asses whipped. I mean, literally got their asses handed to them on a motherfucking platter. You know, Mike checked, you know, the biggest challenge Cowboys, McCarthy, and Zimmer must overcome. The Dallas Cowboys have faced a significant challenge in the form of Shanahan-style motion offense, leading to their elimination from playoffs for over three consecutive seasons. Mike Zimmer was brought in to address the issue, but the team's first attempt in the week two against the New Orleans Saints did not yield the desired results. They suffered a 44-19 defeat, with the defense allowing touchdowns in the first six offensive drives of the Saints. Dallas must find a way to overcome this trend. In 2021, the 49ers eliminated Dallas 23-17, with the Cowboys allowing 169 yards rushing, 4.4 yards per attempt. San Francisco dominated on the ground, throwing for only 172 yards total, but controlling the game with the greatest rushing attack and elite defense. In 2022, the Dallas defense played well enough to win, losing 19-12, but the 49ers could run the ball when necessary. When the score 9-9, San Francisco went on to two straight long scoring drives, 10-13 plays, by upping 7 points and never looking back. The real issue started in 2023 season, when the Dallas began to have difficulty competing with other offenses that ran that Shanahan-style offense. The 49ers blew the Cowboys out 42-10, with Dallas allowing 170 yards rushing, letting Purdy throw for over 250 yards for four touchdowns. They lost a close game to depleted Miami Dolphins team later in the season, the defense giving up the game losing final drive as time expired. The Green Bay Packers eliminated Dallas finally last season 48-32 in a wildcard game that wasn't as close as the score suggested. Jordan Love threw for 13 yards per completed and a 157.2 quarterback rating, while Aaron Rodgers ran for 118 yards and three scores back then. So, since then, the Cowboys have really done nothing. They've really done nothing. And I've said this over and over and over again. Dallas Cowboys' number one problem is Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones is the number one problem of the Dallas Cowboys. He's been the problem since he's acquired the team from Tech Shram back when. He's been the problem. I mean, you have Jimmy Johnson come in and he tells you, let me run my team. Let me take this team to the Super Bowl. Let me do what I do. Just let me do it. Jerry didn't want to do that. Jerry wanted to fuck shit up. That is the reason why we get this shit year after year after year after year. The same shit. The talent is there. The leadership is not. The correct leadership is not there. You cannot baby these guys. These are grown men making millions. Fuck their feelings. Fuck their feelings. When I was growing up playing football, Pop Warner, our coach didn't give a fuck about our feelings. They wanted us to focus and go out there and be the best and play this fucking sport. That's what they wanted. Money was not an issue. Nowadays, we have these overpaid babies. And you baby these guys and you treat them like royalty. Fuck that. Cuss a motherfucker out. Make a motherfucker realize, look, we need to do what we need to do to go out here and win this game. So I need to go out here and bust this motherfucker across from me in his mouth so he get out of my motherfucking way. And I ain't gonna be nice about it. That's the attitude that we need to have as Cowboys. And Cowboys don't have that attitude. Everybody that plays Dallas comes in to kill us. Everybody that plays us comes in to annihilate us. Everybody has a hatred towards us. Everybody wants to destroy us. But we, for some reason, have this sweetheart, this soft spot. We have the talent to go out here and mash, pancake everybody that gets on the field with us, but we won't, because we're coaching up a bunch of softies, because we have soft leadership that let these guys tell you what they're gonna do. Fuck that. You're the coach. You are the leader. Put the fear of God in their motherfucking ass. Start taking money away from their motherfucking ass. And I guarantee you, they motherfucking asses will fall right in line. See, the mentality, the way these new age coaches go at this shit, you know. I'm Gen X. I don't give a fuck about your feelings. If I'm paying you millions, motherfucker, go out here and I want you to win every goddamn time. Every time. If I'm paying you millions, that's my attitude. I don't give a fuck how you get the job done. I don't give a fuck about a penalty, but you better win. You better get that motherfucker across from you out of your way, and you better win. That's all I'm saying. But the biggest problem that the Dallas Cowboys have are with Soft and Jerry Jones. I said it, and I said what I said. Moving on. We're going to talk about Puff Daddy. Now, the feds got this motherfucker, man. And they're not giving him no bail. They're not letting this motherfucker out. So, my thing is this. Puffy, you fucked up. And I believe, honestly, that you had something to do with the death of Christopher Wallace, Tupac Shakur, and Craig Mack. I honestly believe that you had something to do with that. See, a lot of you entertainer motherfuckers is on some more shit. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all on some more shit, man. I'm not understanding this shit. So, do I think Puffy is guilty of the shit that they're accusing him of? Yes, because they keep coming at you with this shit, and they are relentless. So, apparently it must be a lot of truth to this shit. Plus, too many people are talking bad about you. So, Puffy, the question is, will they give you a cell? Will they give you Bill Cosby's old cell, or will they put you in a cell next to R. Kelly? Maybe they'll put you two motherfuckers in the same cell. Because I guarantee you, there's some wolves up in there waiting on that ass, and they're going to get you. Puffy, you fucked up. So, moving on. To all of you motherfucking New Orleans Saints fans who had the audacity to do a second line in Arlington, Texas. Hats off. I ain't motherfucking mad at you. Y'all straight came up in here and whooped our ass. Big as a Cowboy fan that I am. Y'all came and y'all did your motherfucking thing. So hats off to the motherfucking New Orleans Saints and them goddamn New Orleans Saints fans. But I like to party with you motherfuckers because y'all know how to get down. Y'all know how to fuck around. So yeah, big hats off. See y'all when I come down there for just to fucking come party. Bourbon Street, the whole nine yards. So that's my 2 cents on that parade. I ain't mad at y'all. New Orleans in the motherfucking house. Moving on. It's a lot of people coming up missing out here, man. It's a lot of people coming up missing. Y'all just stay vigilant. Stay fucking vigilant. And that's my alter ego.
Say, hey, he said stay vigilant, motherfuckers. That means watch your motherfucking surroundings. Watch who the fuck you hang with. And watch where the fuck you be. Don't be fucking with nobody at the red light, cuz this bullshit with this road rage is getting out of control. You do understand what we're saying. So, on behalf of the great host Shaquem Ali, I'm Simi, and I think that we should get back to something that really helps us make it through the day. Everybody light up a joint, roll a fat one, sit back, relax, and we're gonna come at ya with a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Right here on the 420.org. Radio.org podcast. And we hope that you're enjoying it. You dig? Peace.
Of the evil that lurks within. Smiling faces, sometimes they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces, tell lies, and I got proof.
Me and I'm sitting in with Shakeem Ali the guy right here on the 420.org. This next jam coming up, man. Nobody. I heard Southern University play this shit, and man, they blew it. Oh, so swell. Right now, Nate Dogg. Nobody does it better. Right here on the 420.org.
Come closer than close, yeah. Original, they never would be. We bumping from coast to coast, yeah. We just trying to make you see. Nobody does it better.
I'm sitting here tripping, my mind is blocked. Nate Dogg just bit it, so it's time to concoct. No one can do it better like this two-man crew. They say we want here to quit us. Now what y'all gonna do?
Always into something, that's my name. Only out for money, hey, cause that's the game. People always ask me why I'm out for scratch. He who has the most is he who won the match.
Strike one, me and Nate Dogg is a match. Strike two, leave them standing still in their track. Strike three, you could call us 213. It's the L and the B that makes me act like a G.
My exhibition started back in 93. When wasn't nobody listening but Warren and me. To all the non-believers, now I bet you see. Nobody does it better than me. They can come closer than close, yeah. Original, they
will be. We bumping from coast to coast, yeah, yeah. We just trying to make you see. Nobody does it better.
They call me Jeezy the spark plug, keeping it lit. There's no accident for these platinum hits. So when we make it, you show love. Banging in your club, hanging with your thugs, giving up G love.
Do you remember back on the east side when all of us niggas used to love to ride? We didn't care what we did. Time was nothing to us, we were just kids. Times are different now, but you still get stuck. I'm not a kid no more, I just don't give a fuck. So if you really think you wanna step to me, keep this in mind, nobody does it better than me.
Closer than close, yeah. Original, they never will be.
We bumpin' from coast to coast, yeah, yeah. We just tryna make you see. Nobody does it better.
Wow, make you say go now. Hot rap singles on the charts now. Got a baby, so I'm breaking hearts now. On your mark, get set, it starts now.
All you pimp player hustlers now, you know. You can't keep me out once you crack the door. Either join the team or it's best you flee. Nobody does it better than me. They can come closer than close, yeah. Original, they never will be. We bumpin' from coast to coast, yeah, yeah. We just tryna make you see. Nobody does it better.
Nobody
does it better. Nobody does it better.
This is the 420.org. You got your man Shaquem Ali and Simi sitting right here. And we are in the studios today, man. And it's just a blessing to be here, man. You know, I'm getting a jam. This is my first episode of my podcast, 420.org. I hope you guys are really, really, really enjoying it. And, man, I am having so much fun. Right now, man, we're going to, man, I'm jumping to this jam. Snoopiter, Snoop Dogg Dogg, he brought in some more carrots mixed up. So I'm gonna bump with this shit, man. Y'all sit back, roll up your nose and listen, jam, and ride on with the 420.org. I'm Shaquem Ali.
Yosemite. Got my 40 on me, that's my mini me. Damn near anything I want, I can afford it.
Listen,
never hustle backwards, always forward.
Progression.
I can multitask, always on the grind.
Boss.
I can walk and chew gum at the same time.
Boss.
I ain't on hiatus, I ain't missing an action. I'm the center of attention, bitch, the main attraction. When I enter the turf, when I pull up,
what happened?
People gather around me like an ice cream truck.
No cap.
People always ask me what I do for a live.
What you do?
I wear many hats, I'm something like Liz.
I love liquor and sex.
Booty and breasts.
Breast.
A couple stretch marks and cellulite on her flesh. She got her legs open like a field goal pile. Booty softer than the King Hawaiian roll.
Uh-oh.
Bitch.
Big subwoofer in the back, like what's up, blow the windows out the frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big subwoofer in the back, like what's up, blow the windows out the frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big subwoofer in the back, like what's up, blow the windows out the frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big subwoofer in the back, like what's up, blow the windows out the frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big
big
subwoofer bouncing like a trampoline. Glass shake when I roll past the scene. Candy apple paint dripping classic green. Everybody eating, you can ask the team. Fast and mean, speakers bumping, tags is clean. Keep me something to smoke on, bad bitch to poke on. Bass hit like an earthquake, you niggas hold on. I hit the block and roll on.
My bitch got ass like 218s. Her favorite Too Short song is in those jeans. Shake it, baby, if you like this song. Do a nasty dance every time they turn it on. It's got more bass than baseball. She down on her knees, she want a face show. I gotta get what she want. Turn it up loud and let that shit bump. Everybody love the funk. Slumping in the trunk. You in the back seat, wishing you was in the front. She said something, asking if I heard. But bitch, I can't hear one motherfucking word. Bitch.
Big subwoofer in the back, like what's up, blow the windows out the frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big subwoofer in the back, like what's up, blow the windows out the frame. It's a party when I pull up.
Big subwoofer, big titty hooker, cocaine cooker, rooftop looker, looked out and saw TJ Hooker, jumped off the roof like Superfly Snooker. You know me, I'm up in it like a booger, then I treat the bitch like some dice and I shook her. I heard this youngin' screaming like a woman, yelling that they coming, nigga, we ain't running. It's a new day, still got the AK. If these bitches wanna take it back to 88, turn the music down before we locking horns. Keep the party going, it's a false alarm.
Big subwoofer in the back, like what's up, blow the windows out the frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big subwoofer in the back, like what's up, blow the windows out the frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big subwoofer in the back, like what's up, blow the windows out the frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big subwoofer in the back, like what's up, blow the windows out the frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big
Twitter.org, you got your man Shaquem Ali. God, man, it has been funky rocking with you guys for this last hour on my podcast, my very XO. I hope y'all come back, jam with me again, man. I'm gonna be back. I'm gonna be dropping episodes, man. Y'all following me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Find me Shaquem Ali. God, you know, all cornbread 2014. You know, Instagram. Y'all check it out. You know, and I just float on out, man, with the this group here, man. Y'all don't know about this shit, man. California Dreaming, shit. It's old school right here. The mamas and papas right here. The 420.org. Y'all be easy.
You didn't tell them. Next week we're coming back and we're gonna do this shit all over again. So y'all just get ready. I'm Simi, and that's Shaquem Ali. Peace.